Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The White House is stepping up its outreach to Congress as tensions escalate in the Middle East.
CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes is on our news line. Nancy, why is the White House reaching out to Congress?
Well, because it's trying to make a case for potentially more U.S. involvement in the Middle East. We know already that the Pentagon is saying that 1,000 more troops will be headed to the region. And there are concerns here on Capitol Hill that perhaps this means an escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Iran. So this was the administration today trying to allay some of those concerns about whether the White House actually has a strategy, what it knows and doesn't know about Iran and this incident in the Straits of Hormuz. And so they sent up a top State Department official, David Hale. He's the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, to brief Senate Republicans today. Democrats were also offered a briefing, but they declined. They said that the president or the Secretary of State should be the ones coming up and informing them about the White House strategy. They say they just don't know what it is.
Should the situation with Iran escalate militarily, Nancy, how important would it be for the president to have the support of Congress?
It would be tremendously important because we've already seen the president's own party in some situations actually balk at some of the president's foreign policy initiatives. They've been less reticent on the foreign policy front to actually go up against the president when they think that he's in the wrong. So he does need them on his side, particularly if the U.S. isn't going to engage in any kind of military operation. And, you know, now there are new concerns because the nomination of the Secretary of Defense has been pulled. And Democrats said today this shows that there is chaos at the White House, problems with the vetting process, and they are now calling for an investigation, an internal investigation at the Department of Defense to figure out why Congress was never flagged about some of these issues in Shanahan's background.
Thank you, Nancy. That's CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.